ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa sa'ni fi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik? My master, my lord, can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik? After recognition, my heart has embraced? Wa lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik? And the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned, وَاعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِ مِنْ حُبِّكِ, after the love of you to which my mind has clung, وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اعْتِرَافِي وَالدُّعَاءِ خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَّتِكِ, after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble before your lordship. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, O Allah, all your pious servants know you as the one who will have mercy on us in the hereafter. All the pious servants know that you will forgive our sins, you will place us in paradise, and you will gather us together with your lovers on the day of resurrection. In this excerpt, dear listeners, we have discussed so many different concepts, the last of which that we started talking about is the concept of dhikr and remembrance. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكِ, after the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned. This continuation of the prayer, specifically in adversity and ease, is very important key and factor in bringing forth Almighty Allah's mercy. In this regard, Imam Sadr alayhi salam has said, my grandfather used to say, take precedence in making supplication, because if a servant consistently invokes Allah and then an affliction befalls him and he prays to Allah, it would be said, this is a voice known to us. But if the servant is not consistent in supplicating and a calamity befalls him, it would be said, where were you before this day? There is a very subtle and a profound meaning lying behind this fact that the remembrance of Allah, specifically in adversity, brings the supplication closer to His acceptance and answer, that we will, God willing, mention after a short break.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you,
And my conscience has acknowledged your love. And despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
These narrations that talk about taking precedence in making supplication, specifically in adversity and ease, are pointing to a subtle and profound meaning. Because if supplication is turning toward Allah, and the most effective and closer of it to acceptance is the one in which the iqbal is at its climax, then the state of turning toward Allah is only actualized when the heart becomes pure and the supplicant turns to Allah wholly, when there would be no obstacle between the prayer and the response. And on the contrary, if the state of turning to Allah is poor, the similar would be the response. I mean, the state of turning toward Allah, drawing the attention of the heart to Him, can only be acquired through frequent supplication, through frequent remembrance and dhikr of Him. That is why the commander of the believer says, وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكِ. After the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned. This is exactly like any other act in human life. The more frequent one's invocation, the more easily he would be to attain the state of iqbal, and his heart would yield to him more in being attentive to Allah. And this is logical. Consequently, when a calamity befalls such a servant, he turns to Allah at that time, his heart would easily and swiftly obey him in turning toward Allah, as his prayer would be nearer to acceptance, and there would be no hindrance between his supplication and the response from Allah. And this is a secret that we need to take into our consideration if we want our supplications to be accepted and answered. Fadl bin Abbas says that the Holy Prophet of Islam وسلم, said to me, "Be mindful of Allah, He will be mindful of you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will always find Him before you. Make yourself known to Him in ease, and He will know you in adversity." Also, Imam Ali bin Hussein السلام, used to say, "I have not seen the like of taking precedence in making supplication, because the response and ijabah is not within the reach of a person at all times." Now let us end our discussion in this episode with the narration from Abu Ja'far Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who used to say, "The prayer of a believer in ease ought to be like his prayer at times of adversity. He should not slack off if he is granted his request. So do not get weary of making supplication, because indeed, supplication has a great position with Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through